Hello everyone, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen out there. This is Sonny who's speaking to you, and welcome to my podcast. By the way, this is my very first day on this app, and this is exactly my very first podcast ever in my life. So today's segment probably called as me. It's great, you know, it's great to hear that this segment is me, because it's all about me. So I'm going to explain myself to you, introducing myself to you guys. My full name is Sefnat Pani Nurko. It is from the 41st Genesis. You can read it by yourself. Well, according to the name from the Bible, I am Christian, and I'm, hold on, how old am I? I'm 16 years old. I'm going to turn 17 this November. Yeah, I'm a Scorpion. I was born in Friday, 16 November 2001. Well, I'm in the second grade of high school right now. I'm going to having a final exam next week from day, and yeah. This podcast, my podcast will be about how is my life or what is happening every day when I'm going to school, to my school. Yeah. By the way, I'm an Indonesian. I was born in Papua. And my dad is Papuan, my mother is Papuan. I was born as a pure Papuan. Yeah. So, now I live in Depok, West Java, Indonesia. And probably I'm going to take a scholarship abroad. Probably I'm going to UK someday. I really won't go there. Amen. What a Christian kid am I? Well, as what I said before, I'm going to tell you mostly about what is happening on the road while I'm riding my motorcycle from my home to school. Yeah, I know I'm not 17 yet. I don't have any license. And I don't have ID card yet. But, you know, in Indonesia, the school bus for the high schooler is a minor thing. Like, only minor school that facilitated the students so they can take the school bus from their home to the school. No, it's like really you can count it by your finger for the high school students, right? And so the high school student have to only got three choice. The first of all is walk. The second one is taking the public transportation or ride a motorcycle. If you're rich enough and you be able to drive, you can ride your car if you're rich enough, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not that rich to drive a car to school. But thank Lord, my father can buy me a motorcycle. so I can ride my bike from this home, from my home to school, or if my mom tells me to buy something, I can ride my bike. That's the most helpful thing ever. Thank God somebody created or involved it or found it or make it, create it. I really, really thank to him. Well, yeah, I'm going to sound like what happened. Like in Indonesia, the worst nightmare ever on the street is a old lady, not that old, like 40 or 30, at least a woman riding a bike, a medic bike, you know, medic bike, like, yeah, medic bike, you know, without gear, not without that gear, like, yeah, medic bike, you know what I'm saying, and they are the worst nightmare ever that you will ever see or found in Indonesia's road. They are really, really evil. You know, sometimes when they want to turn left, they will give you sign to the right, the sign lamp sign, sign. I don't know what you call that in English. So they light the, they turn on the right lamp, but they are turning to the left. So sometimes we, the riders behind this woman, probably be able to brake and stop, or we can, so we drop the bike so we don't hit her. But yeah, or the third condition is we get hit by someone behind us, and that whole creepy thing was caused by this woman on the street, on the road. Fuck them, man, really, because I really hate them, and most of Indonesian riders hate them too, because, you know, they ride so slow, but in the middle lane. Can somebody please tell me why they ride so slow in the middle lane? That is really, really disturbing, you know. We can go through them, because they are like to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, and stay on the lane. I don't know who buy them a bike, who buy them a motorcycle. Somebody please, just, I don't know. I'm losing my mind when I see them on the street. Because one day I have a bad experience with them. One day I was going to my school in the morning, and I was between 60 or 70 kilometer per hour, and I was see this, I don't know, probably she was 36, probably she was riding so slow in front. So there's a freeway, you can turn left, turn right, and no, it's not three, it's four. You can go straight, left, right, left, turn to what, man, I think I'm sleepy. It's Indonesia. So So yeah, where am I? Oh yeah. So she was in the middle, right, and slow. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to getting slow, and it's at least being slower, because I don't want to like having an incident or anything like that in the morning. It's really break my mood. And so yeah, I was slowing, but behind me there was another high schooler, I don't know who is he. So he keeps, you know, he fasting, you know, fasting. Yeah, that's right. This woman is going to turn to the right, but he light the left lamp. So this young man probably thought that, oh, okay, she's going to turn to the left. So he was taking the right lane so he can turn right, right? But this woman really, really, you know, she really shocked me, because he just turned right at the moment, like without any sign or something like that to the right. He just to the right. She's right. It's like she just turned right without any code, without any sign. And yeah, bang! This man hit this woman. He's like exactly in the middle of her bike, and this woman get thrown to the other lane. But this young man was trapped under his bike and this woman bike, and like goddamn, he bleeding so bad, so much blood. It was really bad. I feel bad at the moment. I can't even write. I was trembling, bro. I feel so dizzy at the moment. Like, goddamn, that could be me if I was not slowing down. Can you imagine that? How is that feeling? Like, oh my God, God just saved my life or something like that. I just feel like that at the moment. Like, oh God damn, thank God, really, thank. I don't want to be like that. Well, yeah, I can't stay there any longer, so I ride slowly, really slowly, because I'm still, you know, still moving, because there is a lot of blood. I think it's right, left. Got trapped under the bike, his right leg, right foot, yeah, like exactly on the knee. This young boy riding a, you know, a bison motorcycle from Yamaha. It's 150 cc. So yeah, this happened really so really, really. Damn, it happened really fast. If I was like blinking my eyes, it probably like, oh my God, what happened? Because it's so fast. Exactly after this man fasting, speeding or something like that, at least he was getting faster, he just hit this woman. God damn it. That's really shocked me at the time. That is why every time I see a woman on a bike riding like that, a crazy cowboy or drunk cowboy out of the bar, I'm going to slow down and find any way to get through her. Because even if I'm staying behind her, it really makes me like want to throw up. Like, goddamn, bitch, get out of the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah. I'm going to sharing that kind of experience every day. Not every day, actually, just if I'm not late. Because, you know, in Indonesia, you have to wait like 5 o'clock in the morning, go to the shower, prepare your bag, change your clothes into the school uniform, and because you gotta wake that early so you can go to school, because the school start in 7 a.m. in the morning. 7 in the morning, that is really really bad. 7 in the morning, yo. You know, you gotta go, you know, I gotta go to school in like 6, yeah, like 6 in the morning, so I don't late. Because Indonesia, you know, I don't know, Indonesia is the fourth. Yeah, no, I don't know, 4 or 6, the 2nd probably, the most crowded. Oh no, the Jakarta or Indonesia is the 1st or the most crowded road in world. Okay, according to that fact, you can imagine how crowded the road here. So you gotta go to the school earlier. I probably take like 20 or 30 minutes. So I still got 20 minutes or 30 minutes left for me to walk from the parking lot to the school and prepare myself. Because sometimes it rains, so I have to change my pants. Because, yeah, I usually get my pants dirty because of the splash of water from the road. And it's dirty before I even use it at the school. So I take it with short pants, not that short, like cargo pants. And at the school, I'm change it. I want to do that if it is raining. So yeah, that kind of experience that I will share with you, what happened in my life early, like, yeah, every day, not every day, just like the working day, I guess, from Monday until Friday. And this podcast is one of my way to get my English proper. Just like what I said, have I told you yet that I'm going to take the scholarship to the UK? No? So yeah, I'm going to tell you about this one. I don't know if I have tell you yet or not. Just to make sure, I will tell you guys once again. So, I was dreaming about, not dreaming, my dream job is an orthopedic doctor for bones, like that, you know. So yeah, that's why I'm taking the science class in my school. So at Indonesia, there's you know, like what kind of major you want to take, the social, the science, if you want to take the normal school, if you want to take the technical school, you probably have more choice to take, like mechanic or hospitality or something like that. Well, I'm taking the normal, so we only have two. It's free actually, but my school only has two. It's social and science. Well, yeah, science. So just like what I said, I want to be an orthopedic doctor. So before it, I was thinking about going to Germany, but I think it will take a lot of time just to learn the language, right? So I think, oh, it will be better if I go to UK or USA. So I'm still picking one, like, do I have to go to UK or USA? I'm thinking about it. I'm still looking for a college, university. Well, that's all. I guess that's the whole thing that I'm going to tell you today in this segment. I'm going to start the real content of my podcast like 2 years, not 2 years, 2 hours. I'm just kidding. 2 hours from now. So thank you for listening and enjoy your life. Happiness is your choice. Thanks, y'all. Love.